You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. America's unusual approach to healthcare has been on full display in the lead-up to the 2020 election. Both Democrats and Republicans have relied on the hot-button issue as a consistent talking point, in part because it has such a huge impact on all American citizens. Healthcare costs here are prohibitively expensive, sometimes costing thousands of dollars just for a quick trip to the emergency room. Stories like these were part of the inspiration for the Arm and a Leg podcast, which showcases the horror stories and hard-fought victories of people dealing with America's healthcare system. The podcast is the brainchild of host and executive producer Dan Weissman, who spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers in light of the podcast's third season premiere this month.
So you really started this podcast because you were facing this dilemma, which I think all of us who have those kinds of salaried jobs, we really fear losing great healthcare from your job and having to find new healthcare that still fits your needs. What was that experience like for you?
Absolutely terrifying. I mean, it was hugely terrifying. You know, I was ready to leave this job, and I wasn't ready to leave the health insurance. And my wife has her own business, and we didn't at that time think of it as something that would be a group insurance plan that we could take part in. So we were like, what are we gonna do? And especially because I live in Chicago, I live in a place where there's the number of like employers that offer health insurance to folks who do the kind of thing that I do is limited. There's lots of work in making audio these days, but a lot of it's freelance. And the places where there are proper employers tend to be on the coasts. We are not interested in moving. So that was a big set of dilemmas. And I geared up for a few months to think like, well, I might need a new career. What's it going to be? I really didn't want to. And in what was going to be the first week of a proper search for some brand new kind of job, I thought like, well, this was an idea that I'd had for a long time as a reporter, that this whole conversation about the insanity of how we pay for healthcare, I mean, one, lands a lot of people in enormous financial trouble that's quite serious and is terrible for people's health, but also that like it keeps people locked into jobs and kind of distorts people's careers and otherwise just kind of like it permeates people's lives in all kinds of ways. And I didn't see a conversation about that. And I thought like there could be something there. I gave myself a week to talk to people about it. And it was really clear right away that it was worth putting another week in and another week in. And it was pretty clear within a month or two that this was a project worth doing.
It's funny, you know, I was just listening back to that first episode of your first season. And one of the stories that you highlighted was actually a woman who we both know, Nyla Boodoo.
Oh, yeah.
Nyla was diagnosed with breast cancer, something that actually both my mother and my sister had right when I started working with her at WBEZ. Both my mom and sister had just been diagnosed.
Oh, my God.
So she had her own issues with this.
She did. And Nyla was one of the folks that I called to say, like, hey, you're smart. You're a super successful public radio person and super smart journalist. What do you think about this idea? And she, you know, she had sharp questions about how the show might be. And she also shared like, yeah, you know, I've just gotten wrapping up a year of treatment for breast cancer and I seem to be okay. But like, there's all kinds of unpleasant financial surprises. And I have great insurance. You know, the station where she works was a part of the state of Illinois. And she was like, I have the best insurance anybody I know. And I'm getting all these bills by surprise at the end of the year. I'm being told like, we thought you'd met your deductible, but there's all these things that turned out we have to charge you for. And it was, you know, as a friend, and as a citizen, I was like, this is outrageous and horrible. And as a reporter, I was like, that's a good story. Can I talk to you about that on tape? She was one of several people who I talked to just to be like, hey, you're a person of the world. Like, what do you think about this crazy idea? And every single one of them was like, oh, well, here's my adventure.
Well, and that's kind of the crazy thing about the podcast. I don't think there's anybody who can listen to it and say, oh, this isn't relatable. I think everyone listens to it and goes, oh, I have 10 stories about this.
Yeah. I'm a hit at parties. People always come up to me with stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, you've really been digging into this, but as you go into these stories, what are some of the recurring themes?
Such a good question. One that's been interesting is there's just a number of moms, of like heroic moms, who just dig in and do whatever needs to be done and really make impressive change. And I think that's, you know, I think that's probably true of anything that you dug into, but it's been very interesting here. But maybe here more than most, because in some cases, I mean, these are people who are fighting for their families, and that is a role that often falls to moms. Our season this year, our new season, the first episode is a woman named Stephanie Whittles Wax, whose daughter was born hearing impaired. And that's how Stephanie found out that hearing aids for kids cost $6,000 and only last for a few years. And in many states, including at the time, Texas, where she lives, insurance wouldn't cover them. And she undertook a campaign to get that changed. Her family's finances were not the main concern. They had gotten a grant to pay for her daughter's hearing aids, but she had a whole other story going on. Her brother had recently died of a drug overdose around the time her daughter turned one. And that was when she found that there was a campaign to change the law around insurance in Texas to make insurance cover hearing aids for kids. And she really needed someplace to put all that energy. And she really found it. And she pursued this for ultimately more than 2 years and won. So there are other stories like that in our episodes, but those are probably the top three. But like the presence of these like fierce, amazing women who are moms, you know, in order to address what's going on with their family, end up taking a role in history. That's one of my favorite themes that's come up.
Yeah, you know, the episode that you just mentioned, you titled, in fact, Mom versus Texas. And inside of that episode, you actually lay out kind of what the whole season is going to be about, and you describe it as self-defense. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I ended up thinking about, especially as we had completed two seasons, is that this is a long struggle, and the cavalry's not coming. We've kind of begun a presidential election, among other things, in this country. And the topic of like big changes to healthcare is a big one in some of those conversations. But none of that stuff's going to happen anytime soon. Even if your dream candidate were elected with their dream Congress and they passed your dream legislation, you know, in the first 100 days, that's a year and a half from now. And then tack on another couple years before anything takes effect. And it's become really clear, like, many of us, who knows, maybe most of us, are living in a kind of untenable situation. I mean, lots of people are really up against it and know it. But many of us are, for many of us, there's like a $3,000 expense or a multi-$1,000 expense kind of waiting around the corner if our kid trips and cuts his knee and, you know, ends up in an ER because it's a weekend. That's the story I'm working on right now. Like, this stuff can happen to any of us at any time. And depending on how comfortable you are, or, you know, if you happen to have like absolutely gold-plated insurance, it might be not a huge deal to you personally, but there's lots of people for whom it's an enormous deal. And so the question is like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And so, you know, Stephanie Whittles Wax is, you could say, kind of an extreme example. And I'm looking at some kind of extreme examples. These people are just like, I'm gonna make a big change. Our second episode is about a woman who's actually a neighbor of mine here who got in touch after she heard one of our episodes last year, who has type 1 diabetes and has never had a lot of money and has gone through periods with no insurance and has found a way to navigate the system and to not go broke, essentially. And it's taken a lot of work. So I'm very interested in the question of, like, what does it take to survive in this system? You know, and not every battle is winnable. And we're looking at kind of why and why not. There's a segment coming up called, for radio, I'm going to call it, Can They Freaking Do That? You know, I get a lot of email from people of like, this happened to me. And I'm like, is that even legal? So we're finding out, like, what's actually legal, what's not legal. So, I mean, self-defense takes a lot of forms. Some of it are these kind of really extreme cases. And some of it is just like, what? Because there isn't, running down these first couple cases of can they freaking do that, it's not obvious. It's not easy. And I've been a reporter for a long time. And it's not always that straightforward. And if it's not your job to go find that stuff out, and, you know, you haven't been doing that job for a long time, it's very hard for most of us as consumers to get a bill that seems outrageous and ask ourselves, like, do I have any recourse here? Am I just out of luck? So we're finding out.
You know, episode 4 is out tomorrow. It's about the hidden costs of going to the ER. And it's pretty shocking just how opaque it was. Can you give us a bit of a preview of that?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a family in Denver. And their 7-year-old kid tripped in the backyard and split his knee open on some newly put in flagstones that had very sharp edges. And it was a Saturday morning. And this is a family that was, you know, on the lookout, trying to avoid unnecessary expenses. The first thing they did was they took a photo and they texted it to the kid's grandma, who's a doctor. And they were like, do we need to go see a doctor? And she was like, yes, that needs to be stitched up. It's pretty bad. And the next thing they did was they went to a local urgent care clinic. because they didn't want to go to the emergency room. They knew that could be very expensive. And the doctor there was like, we could totally stitch this up, but I have to tell you I'm out of anesthetic. And so they were like, I guess we're going to the emergency room. And they got to the emergency room and asked, a guy with a laptop came in to take their insurance information once they'd been, you know, seated. And the mom, Sarah McSalka, said to him, well, how much is this going to cost? And he was like, I really don't know. And she pressed him. And eventually he was like, well, it really does cost like $600 just to walk in here. She was like, ugh, but okay. It was awful, but she could see doing it, and she wasn't going to drive her kid back to the urgent care and have him bite down on a stick at that point. The anesthetic didn't actually work. The kid did scream a lot. And then a few weeks later, she got a bill from the doctor. She paid $200 after insurance, and she thought that was it. And then she got a bill from the hospital for $2,800. And it was just a one-line bill. It was like $2,800, pay up. And the statement from insurance was two lines. There was a charge for $1,400. We made it go away, and a charge for $4,200. We knocked it down to $2,800. And you have a high deductible, so you're going to pay it. And she called the hospital. She was like, is this a mistake? And the woman in billing was like, oh, no. It costs $4,200 just to walk in here. And that's the crux of it to me. The crux of that story is like, this is almost certainly what is called a facility fee, which the reporter Sarah Cliff, who now writes for the New York Times, and when she was at Vox, looked at thousands of ER bills, called a cover charge. You know, like walking into a bar where they get your money at the door. It's just a fee for showing up in the emergency room and being seen. And they range all over the place. And this almost certainly was one. And the crazy thing about this one was, you know, you want to know what your cost is going to be, your price is going to be. A lot of times, it's reasonable in a way for a doctor or hospital to be like, I don't know. You know, I don't quite know what's wrong with you. I'm going to run an X-ray, but then I might have to do a CAT scan. I might have to do, who knows what I'm going to have to do, and who knows what I'm going to have to do to treat you. But this was not that case. This was a flat fee for just showing up. And the guy in the ER with the laptop knew that there was such a fee. He just was off by a factor of 7. And so we're looking at like, how did that happen? How does that happen? Like, you can ask and you can get an answer and it's completely wrong. And what would it take for hospitals to do better?
You know, you have an episode about this in your first season. We're right at the end of open enrollment here. And something you talk about is, you know, we're all likely to pick out the wrong health insurance plan.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I talked with a super smart economist who did a study that actually proves like people tend to choose the wrong plans, and not just regular people. He gives quizzes to like economists when he goes and gives talks, and they often get it wrong. And the two big reasons are we don't fully understand all the terms, and there's a lot of them, and they're not terms in daily life. I mean, you may know some or all of them, like deductible, out-of-pocket maximum, in-network, out-of-network. There's a bunch of things where you need to know exactly what they mean because they determine what that math looks like for you to do. And then doing the math is complicated. And it's not just that you might have, you know, a deductible, which is the amount that you pay out-of-pocket before your insurance kicks in at all. You also have co-pays and co-insurance, and sometimes you have both. And that you might have a different deductible for being seen by the doctor than you do for being seen in a hospital, and a different one for getting pharmaceuticals, and a different one for the emergency room. And similarly, the mix of co-pays and co-insurance, which is a co-pay is like, you have a co-pay of $20 for being seen here today. And co-insurance is like, we're going to charge you 10% or 20% of our total charge, and your insurance takes care of the rest. But like, the mix of those things in a given circumstance for a given treatment can be unclear, can be very different. So the math is really hard and it's really complicated. And it's impossible to get the right answer, because to get the right answer, you'd have to know exactly what all medical attention you might need in a given year. And obviously, you just don't know if you're going to, like, you know, blow your ACL out playing soccer next year, or, you know, God forbid, something worse. So it is honestly hard, and it's not, none of the standard tools that we're given give us any help. There are some states where the Obamacare exchange actually has a tool built in that can help you determine some of that if you know a little bit about what your health might be like in the next year. And some employers offer tools like this as a benefit. But the rest of us are really just like, the best advice I've seen is to do a kind of 2 or 3 part calculation of like, what does next year look like in a totally normal year where nothing bad happens? What does it look like in a year where I cut my knee and I need stitches and I end up in the ER? And what does it look like if I have some really serious medical condition or get hit by a bus or something like that? You can try to rough those things out and see and compare what different options you might have would mean for you. But it is like you want to open a beer or your beverage of choice and settle in for a while because it's gonna take a while.
Dan Weissman is the host and executive producer of the Arm and a Leg podcast. It premiered its third season earlier this month. The fourth episode is out on Thursday, and it deals with the hidden costs of emergency room visits. Weissman spoke with Leg Effect's Joy Powers, and you can find more of our healthcare coverage at wuwm.com.